Please won't you be my neighbor, neighbor and friend.
Hello everybody, welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody. How are you, sir? My name is Brandon. Cody? Cody, I like your haircut. It's a $1 million haircut. It's not a Bo Ricks or a supercut on your skull. Not tonight, everybody. We're not a Bo Ricks joint tonight. Welcome to the show. This is a talk show. What we've done, I like that the table just said, it's a talk show. Amphitrite said it's a talk show. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is a talk show. People will talk into microphones, and you will find out about their interesting lives, and then you will judge them harshly for the things that they're passionate about. That's what we do here, and it's fantastic. I've been watching a lot of Eddie Izzard, so I've adopted his random speech patterns. Fantastic. He really doesn't have jokes. That's why I like Eddie Izzard. He just talks into a microphone with dresses, and I'm one dress away from being very, very big in London. I'm going to be a part of the Fringe Festival. Do you know what that is, Ian? It's the Kelsey Grammer Fringe Festival. Kelsey Grammer has a lot going on. Kelsey Grammer, thanks, buddy. Kelsey Grammer's current wife, soon-to-be ex-wife, she's on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. That's a TV show that exists, everybody. That's a TV show that exists. You wouldn't know about that show because you like to come to the Looking Glass Lounge, and that's why I'm here with you people. But for the uneducated, there's such a thing called The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And she was on Ellen the other day. And I'd have a job. Just to be clear, I have a job, yet I watch Ellen occasionally. Ellen was doing this whole fitness thing where she wore, I don't know why, she had a onesie, footsie, pajama pants suit on that Ryan Gosling gave her, who is a fantastic actor, mostly known for his work on Nickelodeon's Are You Afraid of the Dark? That's a fact, everybody. Nickelodeon's... Let's give it up for Ryan Gosling, because it's really hard to be dramatic when you're rich at 10 years old. So, he gives her a pink onesie. Oh, you're paying attention. I'm falling in love with the crowd tonight. He gives her a pink onesie. She's wearing the pink onesie. She's biking. She's on a stationary bike for 40 minutes. Ellen's in shape. I don't know if you saw Ellen, but holy shit. She's a fine specimen of a talk show host. She's got guns. That's right, Ian. She's got guns. And she has Kelsey Grammer, soon-to-be ex-wife, on. And they're talking. And she's grilling her. She's doing a real interview. Like, why do you want to be famous? What's the point? You don't do anything. You're just here. You're just creating space. And all you do is gobble cock. And you want to be known for that. And yeah, I understand it's hard to go down on Kelsey Grammer. But that does not warrant a television show. Ladies and gentlemen, the man is very rich. I understand that. But he's not Hugh Hefner rich. He might be, actually. I shouldn't speak ill of Kelsey Grammer, my soon boss. Anyways, that's not what this show is about. This show... is me complaining about things like my landlord, a slumlord. I moved recently, and I keep bringing this up. I moved about 3 months ago from Chicago. And my girlfriend and I still have not received our security deposit back. We have done something about this. On day 46 of moving out, we sent an email saying, hey, slumlord of ours, because that's how we refer to each other. We're like Dickens. That doesn't make sense. We say, hey, where's our security deposit? No response. Day 61. We contact him again and go, where's our security deposit? There's a reason why these numbers are important. After 45 days, your landlord has to give you back 100% of your security deposit in Chicago. Fuck you, thank you. He did not do that. After 60 days, they technically owe you the security deposit doubled. That's not going to happen. So, Jesus Christ. So, what we did is like anyone that went to a liberal arts school did. And we called our lawyer friends. Because we were not smart enough to become lawyers ourselves. We just spent a lot of money and have a lot of loans so we can know four people that are starting to be lawyers. That's what education is for in America. I'm proud to be an American. That's a song. So, thanks, buddy. I don't have jokes. I'm Eddie Izzard tonight. Did I ever say I had jokes, though? I never said. I would never, ever say that. Super haircut. I like you, buddy. Obviously, no response. We finally send a letter, a very threatening letter, and it works. It fucking works, and it's fantastic. And he calls me on the edge of the verge of tears, like the van the Verve of tears, freaking out. What's up? I just sent you the security deposit back. We hadn't heard from this man in 2 months. The only time he contacted us was to threaten us because he said we flooded the apartment. That's not possible. Ladies and gentlemen, I am not a rich man. I'm a caveman lawyer. I'm sorry. I'm real sick, and I got old SNL bits in my head. we couldn't have flooded the apartment because he's trying to sell the apartment. So they've shown the apartment many a times. It's kind of hard to flood an apartment when you've moved 45 days ago. Though I would love to flood an apartment. And it's really hard not to say murder right now because of the current situations in life. I'm a big murder fan, so this is a real weird thing for me to... Don't clap to that, sir. We have to respect something. I don't know really what or it. Anyways, too soon? Too soon? Not soon enough? We should have done it on Saturday night? Okay. So, what? I didn't do it? No, I didn't do it. I didn't do that. I was here. I'm really sick. I don't know where I'm going with this. Oh, yeah, yeah. We're going to get our security deposit back. He said he put it in the mail. It's been 5 days. He did not send it. He's a piece of shit. This is what I've learned. I should have never stopped playing football. I used to play Pop Warner football. That's like Little League for football. So what it is a bunch of 10 to 14-year-olds like giving each other concussions, and it's fantastic. And I quit because of music and girls and rock and roll. That was a mistake. If you have children, don't let them discover music and rock and roll and girls or boys. Or boys. Make them play Pop Warner football. Here's why. The coaches in Pop Warner football, they're dumb as rocks. But they give you little nuggets of advice that you can take with you. One of those nuggets of advice is keep your head on a swivel. What that means is don't have tunnel vision. Like, my girlfriend and I were broken into 2 times in 1 month, and we stayed in the same apartment for the next 18 months. That's tunnel vision. If we had our head on a swivel, like my Pop Warner football coach said, we would have got the fuck out. That's bad. We got our bell rung. When you get your bell rung in football, that means you got a probably got a concussion, and you keep playing. Why do you keep playing? I have no idea why. I obviously kept playing. I can't draw connections to anything right now. I'm about to pass out. If I listened to my football coach, and after I got my bell rung, I got back into the game, I would have tackled this man and then given him a concussion, and it would have worked out. And see, this is the point in the evening where I go to my iPhone, because I'm very, very rich, and I look at the rest of the notes. Oh, yes, yes, yes. There's weigh-in in Pop Warner football. They don't want the kids too fat. If you weigh, like, over 160, and those are usually linemen, who actually look like linemen. It's very odd. Like, you can tell a 10-year-old kid who's going to be a lineman. It's a very sad existence. He's going to die at 45. But you have weigh-in. You have to focus on your weight. You have to make sure your apartment's in good working order. So when your landlord is a slumlord and you want to sue him, you have many things. You have notes and documents. We don't have any of that. We were very, very dumb. And finally, you need to have a good lawyer. Because Roger Goodell is the NFL commissioner. Our landlord, Brad, is a piece of shit. He is our commissioner. We're just a lineman. We're a lineman from the Steelers. The Pittsburgh Steelers. Very good lineman. They're literally dying now. They're committing suicide. I don't know why I wanted to start with this. Jesus Christ. Oh, yeah, football. It's the best. Yeah, if you like football, don't ever think of people playing football. Think of them as robots, or you will get very depressed. It's a sad existence. And here's what I've learned from doing this monologue. It's really good to be doped up on random pills you find in the house while drinking whiskey, while staring at a beautiful, beautiful man such as yourself. Cody, is it? It's Cody. Cody, what's your social security number? It's only nine. Is it nine or ten? It's nine numbers. Just mix them up. Go.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Cody, you're not a good stand-up comic. I'm disappointing you, Cody. We have a fantastic show. What the hell was that? Jesus Christ. I'm losing it. I'm losing my fucking mind. I'm glad you're back. Ian's back. Ian's my piano player. You're my piano player now, by the way. I'm sorry. I don't pay him either, so he's my piano player. We have fantastic guests. We have Shivana Miller, who is the co-creator of the website. So what the fuck has Obama done so far? And I decided to bring her here because no one in here is a rich Republican that I could think of. Are you a rich Republican, Cody? If you were, you would break the mold. Because you don't look like one. You look like a good dude. It's because of the nose ring. I don't know of any Republicans with nose rings. We have a fantastic stand-up comedy from Will Hessler, who's a very, very funny man. If you like Doug Benson but don't need to be high to enjoy it, you'll really enjoy Will. And closing out the night as one of my favorite Washington, D.C. groups, I saw them in a space that can't be legal, and they blew me away. And it was one of the first shows I came to in D.C., and it really ignited the flame. Bullshit, they're just good. Ugly Purple Sweater is going to end the show. So, Ian, please take it away while I walk 3 feet. Ian Walters, everybody. That was fantastic. If you enjoy Ian as a man... or as a musician. You could find him every Sunday night at the Wonderland Ballroom and here at the Looking Glass Lounge every Wednesday evening. Ian, we haven't talked since the holidays. How was your New Year's?
Exhausting.
What did you do?
We stayed here in D.C. for Christmas, and then we went to Minnesota for New Year's.
Why Minnesota?
My girlfriend, her family's up there, and it was highs of zero and, like, lows of negative 30. It was fucked up, man.
Did you watch a lot of movies?
Did you We did.
What was your favorite?
Watched that, was it Shutter House?
Shutter Island?
Right? Shutter Island. Shutter with Leo, Scorsese doing
it. It was like the number four grossing
DiCaprio
movie of the last year, and you think it's called Shutter House.
I don't keep up with this pop culture
shit. Shutter House rules.
Shutter, exactly, yeah.
Shutter Zeppelin?
I love them.
Shutter Zeppelin's a good
movie.
They're great. You can tell I'm sick because I'm calm.
I love their second album.
They're a cover band, Ian. You don't even know about Shutter Zeppelin.
No.
What do you want in life?
I feel like Kelly Ripa a little bit.
I'm going to Regis the fuck out of you. Let's do bank commercials next week. Those aren't even words, man.
What's the question?
What do you want in life?
What do I want in life?
Yeah.
I don't know. Cold beer, shot of whiskey.
You don't have to be the stereotype of a musician just because you're a musician.
It's not stereotypical. It's realistic.
You want cold beer, a shot of whiskey, and a woman.
I know my worth.
Every blues song ever.
Yeah, definitely. Well, in the blues songs, like the girls are always leaving.
No, there's not.
I mean, it's always like, oh, baby, you left me, and now I'm in misery.
That's Delta blues, not good blues. I'm not saying the Delta blues isn't good blues.
I'm sort of more like, oh, I kept you, and now I'm in misery.
That's a Fleetwood Mac song. Do you know the album Rumors?
Never.
You know what I like about Fleetwood Mac? Stevie Nicks never shied away from a cape. She kept cape makers in business. I'm going to tweet a photo of you right now. I'm picking a Twitter, by the way.
Let's fuck it up.
I love Twitter.
Fuck the bird. Are you going to blend the bird? If the bird's in the photo, is it like all checkered and diluted? What do you call it?
Fuck off. Jesus Christ. Let's see how long people are very nice tonight. I'm very happy with the crowd.
It's a really nice crowd. I'm really enjoying this crowd.
You know what it really is? I think it's because... Sir, where do you get your haircut? Cody, where do you get your haircut? I want to know. I'm looking for a new place. Your apartment. See, that's the thing. He can pull it off because he's a skinny white man. I'm a medium white man. Can't pull that off. It just looks weird and funny on me.
It's that Pop Warner football.
There it is.
Uh-huh.
That's called a callback, what you just did, Ian. Let's bring up our first guest.
Yeah, let's do that.
You're clapping? I love that. Did you turn the mic off? Fantastic. See, that's the Eddie Izzard thing. Coming to the stage, I hope she could hear me because she's on the other side of the bar. Coming to the stage is one of the most important people, if you believe in the liberal media, which we all do because you're in the Looking Glass Lounge. Coming to the stage, please put your hands together for Siobhana Miller, everybody. Siobhana Miller. Siobhana Miller, a fantastic... I got to stop doing the Eddie Izzard voice. It's really annoying. Siobhana, how are you?
I'm good. It's really warm back here.
It is really warm back here. We like to have the guest uncomfortably warm. We're like the opposite of Letterman. He wants to succeed with the cold. We want to sweat you out.
Okay. Well, it's working. So.
Have you ever been to a sweat lodge?
No, I can't say that I have been to a sweat lodge. No.
Would you consider going to a sweat lodge?
Probably not.
Why not?
I'm not a huge fan of getting really sweaty. At least not.
Are you against
context.
Overweight people? Hard-hitting questions, everybody. We do hard-hitting questions.
No, I'm not against overweight people.
So you're pro diabetes. Hard-hitting questions, everybody.
Okay, I probably shouldn't have had a couple glasses of wine. No, this is.
Speaking of wine, you're drinking white wine. What kind of wine are you drinking?
I think it's a Chenin Blanc.
You're a fancy lady, aren't you? Because I don't know what that means. It's white.
It's white.
Is it chilled? Is that wine
served
chilled?
It's from South Africa.
It's from South Africa.
Yes.
Do you believe in apartheid? I'm sorry. Okay. What? That existed. It did.
Yeah. That happened. Yeah.
I'm so sick. I'm sorry. So you created this, you co-created this website. And before we continue, I really want to give credit to your co-creators because you asked if they can be here, and I said, fuck no. Those people are Will Carlo and, we're Karloff?
Will Carlo.
Will Carlo and Richard
Bonick.
Bonick. Oh, that's a
right.
B-O-E-N-I-G-K. Yeah, that sounds like that.
Well.
So the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, and you created So What the Fuck Has Obama Done So
Yeah,
Far?
Yeah, we had some free time over a weekend. Yeah.
What do you think of John Boehner's crying?
I think it's kind of endearing, actually.
It's endearing.
Yeah.
Are you
what?
Single?
Are you embarrassed on men crying? Are you embarrassed on anybody crying?
Certain people, yes. You can cry if a child dies. You can cry if you are physically in pain. You can't cry if you just did something by hurting others. He's really good at that. Let's attack more.
Okay, when was the last time that you cried?
Today.
Today.
Yeah. I was watching Elf.
I think that was before my time. Sorry.
What? Oh. Okay, so why did you create this site? You created this site with these two guys. I read that it was 3 hours and one Sunday evening. And you've changed the world.
Yes, absolutely. No, it was a couple of hours on Sunday. It just happened.
That doesn't just happen. What made you want to do this? Did you want to do this?
No, I mean, I think a lot of my friends have just been saying, like, oh, I've been getting really down on Obama, and I have a lot of liberal friends who are starting to be really negative about him, and I thought, well, like, is this true? Has he been doing anything lately? And so we kind of researched a little bit, and then I texted Will and Rick, who are in New York. I was like, hey, do you guys want to build this with me? And they said, sure.
How do you guys know each other?
And then a couple hours later, that's how it was. We used to work together at meetup.com.
Oh, that's the opposite of political. Or is it? Is it not?
No, it's not at all.
It's not a dating service.
No. It's a platform for interest groups. And actually, John Kerry used it. Obama used it. And now the Tea Party is huge on meetup.com. So that's...
Are you a fan of the Tea Party?
They're welcome there as well. Sure.
But. Are you a fan of the Tea Party? Softball questions. I like giving you softball questions. At least get a triple. I like sports analogies, by the way.
I mean, they have just as much of a right to exist as anybody else.
Are you
only
saying that because of what happened on Saturday?
No.
Okay. Thank you for lying. It's very nice. No. What makes you interested in politics? I mean, it's easy to get jaded the older you get. You don't necessarily work in politics right now.
No.
But yet you decided to do this. Like, just because you were bored and your friends were complaining. If anything, like, you just don't talk to politics about politics to your friends.
Well, here's the thing, is that I think that I am actually not that much of a political junkie.
Okay.
And so this was almost me kind of trying to find something that I would want to see myself, which is like a simplified form of these things that I'm going to not spend too much time on my own researching.
Okay.
And we kind of want to have one place you can go and very quickly find information on something or... just have something that's a little bit more condensed than reading through, you know, pages and pages and pages and kind of trying to scour the web for the information you needed.
I'm assuming most people in here and most people listening to the show know what your website is, but for those that don't, it's essentially like a bullet point presentation, a PowerPoint, some might say, of why you should shut the fuck up. And a lot has been done. It's just like politics takes time, correct or false? What's the URL? So what the fuck has Obama done so far? And then there's also, so what the heck has Obama done so far? Because some people don't like to stick to their creative guns.
Well, we were getting tons of emails from people being like, I want to send this to my grandmother, I want to send this to my mother, and I can't do it because it has
fucking. So you're saying grandmas don't like fucking. You're an ageist. I'm sorry. This is a great time to talk about something else. You're currently working with these two gentlemen on a new project.
Yes.
Do you want to talk about that project at all? Or is it top secret?
Well, it's not entirely fleshed out yet, so if anybody has any ideas, please.
Perfect.
What we have so far is, I'm not sure if you're familiar with Cut As You Go.
Cut As You Go?
Which is like the new thing that the Republicans are trying to get through about how to deal with bills and stuff like that. So anyway, turns out that cutasyougo.com wasn't taken, so I registered it like 2 weeks ago.
You're smart.
And we're going to do something with that.
And this one isn't as partisan.
Right. So I'm working with some friends of mine, some Democrat friends of mine on the Hill, and some Republican friends of mine on the Hill. And they're going to help us with content and fact-checking, kind of balance each other out. Because, as I said, like, I'm not a political junkie, so I don't want the content to be coming from me, because I don't think that it would be like the best content out there. I want to have some sort of people who are really in this helping to supply it, and then also have people from both sides to balance each other out.
It kind of sounds like you're making the world better. You are!
Well,
that's fantastic. Are you disappointed in Obama?
No, not at all.
Good. Next. Okay. You speak German and French. Say a sentence in half German and half French. Preferably something insulting about me. I want to cry. Like Mr. Boehner.
Deine Jacke ist etwas zu groß für dich.
Pick a language. Okay. You were on, is it the last one or the final word with Lawrence O'Donnell? It's the one after Rachel Maddow.
It's the last word. The last word. I hadn't actually seen it before he went on, which is the problem.
Really? Well, it's a relatively new show.
Yeah.
Is he as attractive as he is in person as he is on TV? Because he's a very attractive man.
He was incredibly charming and very nice to us afterwards. He's like, oh, you guys did such a great job. Like, he was very
How could I be more nice like him?
You could have about 2 inches of makeup on when you're doing your show, and that would help.
Really?
Yeah.
Because most audio podcasts need 2 inches of makeup. I'm really happy that you exist. You do interesting things, and it makes the world funnier because you get to say fuck and Obama in the same sentence, and people go to the website, and it's actually worthwhile, and thank you for that.
Yeah,
you can tell I'm sick because I'm trying to be very nice instead of just screaming about murder. Not the time or the place. Maybe the place. All right. Since it's the new year, I got a stupid Christmas gift, so I want to get rid of it slowly. And we're going to end the interview with 2 questions. One from this stack of cards, so please pick one of the cards. It's a very dumb question. Give me that. No, give me that. Thank you very much. I literally snapped it from her hands. By the way, I want to thank the crowd tonight. You've been fantastic, and the Looking Glass is great. So please, please, please tip well. Okay. If you went on a volunteer vacation, who would you most like to help?
What does that mean, a volunteer vacation?
Service work. Like, if you wanted to go to South Africa to, like, kind of mend things after the whole apartheid thing, what would, like, something like that?
I see.
Charlize Theron! That's the actress I've been trying to think of for 10 minutes. Charlize Theron! Thank you, me.
Can I skip and find another question?
Yes, and there you go. That's for you to keep. That's a souvenir. And why would you clap for that, Ian? You're a fantastic...
She's going home with a souvenir.
I need you to pick a question from the Kids Book of Questions by Gregory Stock, PhD. We've been using this book for a little over 2 years now. I decided to retire it one page at a time, so pick a number, and then that will be retired.
What are they between? One and
200. Why would it be zero? Do you like the album Year Zero by Nine Inch Nails? One to 260.
100.
100. Why 100?
It's a nice even number.
It is a nice even number. Question 100. If an older kid hit you, stole something of yours, and then told you he'd hurt you if you told on him, would you tell anyone? If so, comma, who?
I'm actually pretty strong, so yes, of course I would tell on him, and I would fight back.
Who would you tell?
The police.
You grew up in a good neighborhood, didn't you?
It was all right. You know, it was the mean streets of Potomac, Maryland. Yeah.
Stay liberal, my friend. That's for you to keep. Where can people go to find you? Plug the website. There it is.
What the fuck is Obama done so far.com. And soon, cutasyougo.com.
Cutasyougo.com.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Siobhan Willer. Milt Messler is coming up. You too. All right. Thanks for sticking around. It was about 10 seconds of sticking around. I really want to appreciate it. I really want to. I'm so sick. Coming to the stage is someone who's actually funny. He's open for Doug Benson, and he's too good for this town. No offense, this town. Ladies and gentlemen, please clap.
Stand up first, cool?
Yeah. For Will Hessler, everybody. Will Hessler.
Yay. I'm going to take my jacket off.
Take your jacket off, sir.
I'm not going to get too close because you're sick. Where is that incessant piano music coming from? just kidding. What's up, guys? How you doing tonight? Good? Okay. Yeah, the people listening to the podcast can't really hear the nods, but it was good. I'm glad I got a couple of...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm good like that. Sorry, I'm going to take my jacket off. Just bear with me for a second.
I'm holding the microphone. Well, Will takes his jacket off. Will's a thin man. He's got salt and pepper hair. He's wearing jeans and a plaid t-shirt. No, a plaid shirt with a white t-shirt underneath. Here you go. Comedy Now.
Yes, just like a lumberjack. So, guys, all right. Holidays are over. Happy about that? Yeah? That seems to be a pretty like standard reaction. That, yeah, like I think even Jesus is happy his birthday's over. He's like, thank God all that shit is out of the way. It's... Because my holidays started off like kind of like very awkward, a very, very awkward way. Mine actually started out Halloween night. Back up just a little bit. The parents in my neighborhood, I can say the F word, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I can just say fuck. Okay, cool.
Cunt, fuck, cunt.
The parents in my neighborhood apparently did a whole lot of fucking about 7 or 8 years ago. Made a bunch of kids, and these little bastards just all were showing up at my house Halloween night. Okay, it was like just wave after wave of them. I know how the Germans felt, like on D-Day, and I'm just like mowing them down with fucking Twix and Kit Kats and shit. And I ran low on ammunition, so I had to go out and find some more candy. And I had to go to Target. That was like the only place that actually had some candy left. Didn't realize though that Christmas begins at Target 8:29 Halloween night. You guys probably didn't know that, did you? No, Target doesn't even have the decency to let the body get cold before they wheel its ass out of there, bring in the next holiday. It's, you know, it's kind of like girlfriend transition. Like, just don't make eye contact with her. Let her grab her CDs. It'll be fine. It'll be cool. So the only candy they had up at Target was Christmas-themed candy, okay? So instead of, like, the standard orange and black wrapper candy, everything like had like, you know, green and red and like little silver bells on there, or like, you know, just like little ornaments and holly leaves and shit. So I have to buy it. So I get like a bunch of this candy, go back, and I start handing it out again. And the kids aren't reacting with the same like, yay, sugar, like they were before. Now they're just like taking it and looking at the candy and then looking at me with this look on their faces that just said, really, asshole, 10-month-old candy? You're going to give us, like, the old chocolate. I don't know if you guys have ever seen old chocolate. It's, like, the saddest. I guess it has this grayish hue to it. Like, on the inside, you have, like, nougat and tears. It's just, like, really, really sad. And it ruined, like, honestly, it ruined Halloween and Christmas. Because, like, you've never felt worse about yourself, like, as you have when a girl in a My Little Pony mask will call you a cocksucker. That's really, like, the lowest point of your life, so. Snowed this week. If people are listening to the podcast in the future, not this week. Back in January, early January. I like when it snows around here just because everybody tends to freak the fuck out when it snows. No matter like how little the snow is, people have to run to the store. Not walk, run there or drive as quickly as possible to get toilet paper and bread and milk. There's something about like a low pressure system moving in that just hits them right in the bowels, and they're just going to be shitting for 3 days straight. Just while it's snowing, I'm going to be inside shitting my brains out. That's all. The rain snow line is actually in my small intestine. That's really where the rain snow line hits. I just don't understand it. Like, you'll see people at the grocery store just like kind of like doubled over and just like, here, take it. I got to go. They're right. It is going to be 8 inches at least. Of snow, not shit, no. That's gross. That's a really gross thought. The other thing that they have to always get, bread and milk. People will buy like just like insane amounts of bread and milk. Like the milk, last year during like the big blizzard, this dude had like 8 gallons of milk. Like I was like, how long do you think it's going to snow for? Like we're not going to have cows anymore? Milk's going to become our new commodity that we're going to trade for goods and services when society collapses under the weight of 18 inches of snow? No. Like, growing up in my house, milk sandwiches were not a favorite wintertime treat. That actually sounds really soggy and really sad. Just not fun at all. The The weathercasters, they're to blame, though, because, like, they'll like, you know, either downplay it or they'll overplay it, and they just kind of, like, feed into everybody's hysteria. The other, like, recent trend in weather forecasting is they'll tell you what it's going to feel like. Like, yeah, it's going to be in the low 30s, but it's going to feel like it's in the mid-20s. Or in the summer, it's like, it's going to be 90 degrees with 100% humidity. It's going to feel like it's 98 degrees outside. Just, like, give me a range. I'll determine what it's going to feel like. Don't tell me how to feel, all right? Don't do that to me. Yeah, it's like if you got, like a kidney transplant, and the doctor's like, well, it, you know, seems like your body is taking to your new organ. And you're like, you know what? It kind of feels like I have a hobo organ living inside my body now, all right? Or you're hooking up with a girl, and, like, her bra says it's a B cup, but it feels like disappointment in your hands. Like, oh, wow. I just lost a whole bunch of B cup girls in this room. That's not good for me. Good time to open the Red Bull. Do we have a sad organ music? Any sad, like, I forgot my, like, my slide flute. Sad joke. That was actually a new one. So that was, I was looking down at my sheet. This will be a joke that I'll be sure to win all the female audience members over. Ladies, does size matter? No reaction. Wow, I've never gotten no reaction. I've got yes, no, shrugs sometimes. Also doesn't translate too well over the podcast. But okay, somebody yelled out yes. Was that you that yelled out yes? Good. Well, thank you for yelling out yes, because it feeds into the joke, so that's good. She's actually right. Size does matter, because guys hate a large vagina. We like it when it's tight. Seriously, just keep it tight. Like, ice it down after every game if you have to, all right? Or throw it in the dryer for a couple extra minutes. Just whatever it takes. Just keep it tight, please. That's all we ask. There's usually a lot more laughter, so I can drink safely, but clearly I've won you guys over with that one. Who here is worried about sex offenders? Anyone? Couple people? Yeah. Any reason in particular? Do you live, like, in a high sex offendery neighborhood? If the neighborhood is, like, one knuckle deep or something like that, like, that's where all the predators live. The thing about, like with sex offenders, like, it's, yes, I agree with getting, like, the rapists and the kid touchers off of the street. Like, that's a good idea. I think everybody except rapists and kid touchers are kind of behind that whole movement. But they're kind of like, there's certain aspects of it where, like, basically, okay, if you pee in public, you could be charged as a sex offender, okay? So that means, like, 100% of the guys in this room are sex offenders. Half of the women here are sex offenders, too. Because, ladies, I've seen you guys at concerts, okay? Honestly, like, in the parking lot before a concert, you guys are just getting, like, a little privacy circle all together. All your friends' backs are turned so you can just, like, pee. Because who wants to go into the porta potty, really? Honestly, it's disgusting. It's, like, the foulest place ever. It's like a petri dish of just, like, the most disgusting things ever. So peeing in public is totally cool in that environment until, like, one of your pervy friends, like, tries to take a peek and watch you pee because you don't know that he has a fetish, whatever. It's totally cool. It's, you know, it's normal, whatever, it's fine. But that's how it, like, goes down like with peeing in public. And so, like, you could be charged as a sex offender if they caught you peeing out in the middle of the parking lot, ladies. So I think they need to expand the definition too in certain areas. Like, ladies, if you're given a blowjob and you think that your teeth and some elbow action is going to add to the experience, I would really consider you to be a sex offender. Like, if you come at me like, ah, like that, like, I'm going to get a sign for your yard that says, I scrape, okay? And I'm going to put it there, and you won't be allowed to live anywhere near a school. 200 feet, you won't be allowed to live there. Hand jobs are another thing, completely sexually offensive to me. I think most of the guys can get behind me on this. Again, unless you have a fetish and you really like frustration and manual release, then, like, you might really be into it. But ladies, don't try and do something that you're never going to be able to do better than we can. Like, try as you might, you're not going to beat our high score. Like, you're not going to get to type in your initials at the end of the game, okay? You're not going to beat our best time. Because most of the guys here probably practice, like, personally, I practice like showerly. Like that's how often I practice. Like I'm really good at it. Really good. Done it 3 times while I've been up here. I'm fast and like a ninja. Like, you can't even see it. It just happens, boom, like that. Like little smoke bombs going off in my crotch. Oh, I'm getting the light. This is really good. Excellent. Awesome. I'm getting the light on the internet, on a podcast. One more good one. You guys want to hear about like a story about like something that was really fucking awkward for me?
Yes.
Yeah, you guys want to hear about my pain, don't you? I've inflicted enough on you. You're like, let's hear about you, jackass. I went to get a massage, and it was like I got a gift card to like one of these massage parlors. Like it was a legitimate like establishment. It wasn't like a rub and tug or like, you know, a place where you can get like a happy ending, that kind of stuff. So they were like licensed and everything. So I set my appointment to go out there, and I asked them specifically. I said, I want a woman to touch me like once. I would like to know what that feels like. Can you please help me make that happen? And they're like, absolutely, sir. Come out 1 o'clock on Tuesday. They didn't take my name, which is weird. I guess they were going to recognize me just by the sound of my voice, which is really a shitty way to take appointments. But I was like, fine, whatever. I'll be there. So I roll out there on Tuesday and go show up for my appointment. Nothing but dudes working there, like all male massage therapists, masseurs, as they're called. And as I'm about to leave, one of the go-getters there was like, sir, you know, you probably should stick around, get your massage, because it has a lot of benefits physically for you. Like it'll loosen up your muscles, it'll release toxins in your body, help flush them out. You'll feel great afterwards, like for weeks afterwards. And I was like, fine, sold. But he wasn't done there. He had a whole list of selling points that he wanted to get to. And he really wanted to get to his last one, which was, oh, yeah, and don't worry at all when you get an erection. It happens to everybody. Really? Most arrogant masseur ever. Everybody gets an erection. Your magical fingers are just, like, sprinkling boners across the countryside. Like, you get a boner, you get a boner. Like Oprah, but, like, giving out boners instead of cars. And I was like, you know what? That's really, you know, like... arrogant. I said arrogant. I didn't say cocky. That would have been like too easy of a punchline, you know, talking about a boner. Because I like my comedy to be hard, like my penis during most massages, but not from this guy. So I'm thinking like, okay, you give it to everybody. I'm going to be that one exception. I'm going to be the guy that ruins like your winning streak. You know, like I'm going to bring your Joe DiMaggio 56 game hitting streak to an end right here. It ends today. Your reign of terror ends today. So I get naked, lay down on this table. Pretty standard Tuesday afternoon for me. And he gets to, you know, rubbing. Guy's good. He's really good, okay? And he also had his whole studio set up like a complete boner factory, too. Like, you know, low lights, candles, soft music playing. It was like how I wanted my college dorm room to be. Like, if it was like a movie or something instead of just, you know, black light posters and shit. So he's rubbing, and like, so I'm face down. I can't really see him. And his hands are strong, but they're really soft, and he knows what he's doing. So it's like my body is getting confused. Like my penis is like, yeah, this is feels great. My brain's like, no, penis, shut the fuck up. This is not going to happen. We're not letting blood go down there. We're trying to beat this guy. And penis is just like, yeah, I don't care. Yay, let's have fun. This feels really cool. And so like there's a war going on between my brain and my penis. Normally, for me, my main antidote to getting an erection is to have another man rub me. Like, that usually does the trick, no boners. But because, like, you know, I'm deprived of, like, my senses, I don't know, really. You know, it's a stranger touching me, which, if I was 7, that would have been really creepy. But, so, like, there starts to be, like, a bit of a stirring down, like, a great disturbance in the force, if you know what I'm saying, down there. And I had to, like, pull out all of my big, you know, my go-tos to, like, stop from getting, like, really too excited. So I'd, like, think about my grandmother, or like baseball, or hot trash in an alley in the summertime. Like, this guy was so good, I had to think about playing baseball with my grandma in an alley with hot trash in the summertime. But I didn't get an erection. And hopefully that's the last time I'll yell that into a microphone in front of a crowd of people. But that's the happy ending of my story, so, yeah. There's no climax to it. Very anti-climactic end of my set. Thanks, guys. I'm Will.
Will Hustle, everybody. Will Hustle.
Can I sit now?
Yeah, you sit now.
Yay.
How How you doing?
Good.
Usually it costs a lot of money when a girl in a My Little Pony mask calls you a cocksucker.
Yeah, you usually have to pay extra for that. Yeah. Like, it's a very specific
fetish.
So that
was nice. Yeah. You had a good Halloween.
Yeah. It made it all worthwhile. So.
Secondly, what does a hobo organ inside you feel like?
Feels like sadness and like canned beans being cooked over like a little fire.
Pinto or refried?
Both, actually. It's a wealthy hobo.
So two cans are like two, like the same, like one can, but he had both.
He had both.
It's like when they did peanut butter and jelly in one can.
Right, exactly. Like, you got peanut butter in my pinto beans. You got refried beans in my jelly.
Speaking of bean cans, when did you decide to do comedy? Segways.
Nice segue. That was a stand-up scooter of a segue.
There it is. Yeah.
When did I decide? Probably like when I was like 17.
When did you start doing stand-up?
When I was like 29.
What took so long?
College got in the way.
12 years of college?
Well, that and then going out like into the workforce and yeah.
How
like,
is the workforce?
It sucks. It's terrible out there.
When are you
going to quit your job? Seriously, just quit now.
When are you going to quit the workforce to do this full-time?
Soon, I hope.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I was up until tonight. After this reaction, I might have to go back to the drawing board. Just take it and build a better mousetrap.
When you say drawing board, do you mean like the guy in the UPS commercial?
Yeah, but I'm not that good. Like, he can make, like, things just kind of morph into shit.
Planes.
He's like, mine's just, like, stick figures.
The Postal Service is playing behind you at all times.
Exactly.
Even though you work for UPS.
Exactly.
No one ever brings that up. Why Red Bull?
Because I like energy. Drinks.
What time do you usually wake up?
Which day? Like, depends.
Today. Weekday.
Weekday? About, like, 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why are you tired?
Well, I don't know. I really don't know, actually. Because it's night, and
don't you
what.
Do this every night, though?
I do. And
so
I,
you
I
have
actually,
a Red Bull a night?
Yeah.
And you're drinking the double can? Or like?
Well,
the,
it's
the
12 extra. Ounces. Yeah, but I'm, you know, I'm a bigger
Does
man.
Does the bull give you wings?
No, it doesn't.
What the fuck is wrong with me?
It doesn't, no.
I'm sorry.
No. It's the sugar, really. Like, I get, like, a huge sugar rush.
Are you diabetic?
I'm about to be. Like, I,
really?
If I give myself another 3 months of this, I probably will be. I need to start drinking the sugar-free anti-diabetes. I'm not pro-diabetes, by the way.
Yeah, unlike Shimano.
Boo on diabetes.
Yeah, thanks
you know?
A lot.
Especially juvenile diabetes, because like...
JD.
Yeah. Yeah.
JD Salinger it's for
very,
juvenile
like,
diabetes Salinger.
It's immature diabetes, really.
Yeah.
Makes you do like immature shit.
You can add that to your...
I might have to keep that one around.
There you go.
I need to switch, actually, to the sugar-free. I really do.
We're workshopping. Did you know that?
Yeah, this is what it sounds like. Actually, I got a few notes here.
Great.
Let's I was go. Surprised that cutasyougo.com wasn't taken, like a cutter site.
I actually thought it would be more of a Briss site.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like a Briss on the go. Like, there's food trucks. Why not Briss trucks?
Need a circumcision in a hurry? Call cutasyougo.com.
What else you got? Let's keep going.
That's really it.
You had one note.
I had one note. The rest of it is just like a kind of a set list that I really probably should have audible to in the middle. Because I think like the stuff that I... was thinking about going with you guys might have liked a little bit better. Can I try it right now just to see?
That's what people love, pandering comics. They
love
it.
I mean, I think you guys really, like Washington, D.C., would you like to hear that? Make some noise if you would.
Petworth!
Wow, that was like my best pander, and you guys are like, apathy tastes so much better than your pandering.
We're in a hipster bar. We don't like anything. I get the laughs here.
Yeah, I know. You really do. You're killing tonight. I need to rethink my career choices.
No, you don't, really. This is just sadness in a suit.
It looks good, though. It looks.
It's okay.
You should have gone with a solid black tie. That's what I went with.
I know. New Year's Eve,
and people are like, Mr. White, you know, Mr. Pink. Like, they were asking if I was about to go have a heist or something. Like, Reservoir Dogs.
Oh, I thought you just went to a really racist Republican club.
No. Everyone there was named Mr. White. Yes, Mr. White. Hello, Mr. White.
They only acknowledge you by your vest and lapels.
Yes. And, well, yes, skin color, too.
That's
not
an indie
by
band.
The content of
we
my
just
character.
Named an indie band. Next indie band, vest and lapels. You're welcome. Let's go. Come
Somebody
on.
Write it down. Nobody took a piece of paper out to write that.
Well, it's being podcast around
oh,
the
that's
world.
Right, yeah. I forget about that. All this newfangled technology. I'm used to, like, VHSs and shit.
Let's do some VHS chainmails. Let's do it. Come on, buddy. We'll
you
mail
know,
out
one
VCRs,
place,
too.
One place you won't. One person you won't see on VHS is Heath Ledger, because he died. Do you guys know that?
Not
did you really look to the sky like, did I know that? Did I know he died? Did I hear something about it?
Not soon enough.
Well, and I know it isn't. He did die. He was murdered by the Olsen twins and Lou Nesta and cocaine. So like a purple butterfly, little bag of
powder.
Well,
that Heath Ledger thing really pisses me off. Queens of the Stone Age, dude from Queens of the Stone Age is like, do you have a drug problem? Like, no, because I could wake up the next day. Fuck off. Handle
right,
your drugs.
Exactly.
It's not a problem if you wake up the next day. Thanks
a
lot,
Aussie.
He
couldn't handle his shit. He
yeah,
really
that's
couldn't.
All it is. There's nothing wrong with cocaine and painkillers if you just know the right formula.
You have to figure out the right combination.
That's
you know?
All I want in life is cocaine and painkillers.
Does anybody know the right equation, like the answer to that question? Like how much cocaine to painkiller? Like what's the ratio? Like if you do a gram of cocaine?
Lemmy Kilstein from Motorhead is the only one in the world that knows the right combo.
He should write a book.
Yeah. Well, this interview went long.
It did. It really did. And I'm starting to feel it, too.
Let's close it.
I need another Red Bull. Really? Is it going that well?
Well, we've...
Wait, do I pick one?
Yeah, pick
one. Or do I guess?
I just want you to look at them.
Yeah.
It's
these
a two-parter.
Are nice cards.
Give me those.
Oh, I don't read it? Oh,
no,
okay.
I read it. I'm the host. You're the talent. I'm the
Damn
host.
It.
I have no talent. I just have a microphone and a suit. What's the best place for a weekend getaway?
Best place for... King's Dominion, I've always found. King's Dominion, a great place for a weekend getaway. Take the family, stay overnight, camp out underneath the fake Eiffel Tower. Yeah.
Local humor. That's
good
for you
times.
To keep.
Oh, yeah.
And now
this
I need...
This is for me?
That's for you to keep. It's personally autographed to you. I need you to pick a question
yes.
from the Kids Book of Questions by Gregory Stock, PhD.
Okay. You know what?
1 to 260.
1 to 260. Okay. I think I counted before, but I think we've added some people. That there was like... All right, I'm gonna
Don't say over the air unless it's like a huge number.
It is. I'm gonna go with 85.
Perfect. That's accurate.
It is.
When is the last time you really laughed at yourself because you did something silly or stupid?
The last time I really laughed at myself was probably today. There's no funny answer to that. Like I laugh.
Perfect.
At myself
let's
today.
Plug
I mean,
your shit.
I mean, that's
let's
it.
Let's go
yeah.
out on a high note.
Yeah,
though.
Let's really go out on a super high note.
Where can people
yeah.
find you? Because you are a very very funny man. And
thank you.
You will inevitably leave here.
Yeah,
for not
hopefully
greener pastures.
Well, they can follow me on Facebook and Twitter. Twitter. It's
what's
it's,
your Twitter handle?
It's at Will Hessler.
Will Hessler. HESSLER.
Mm-hmm. And then yep. Facebook.
And you have a thing every Thursday night.
I do. If people are local, which hopefully they are.
Some are.
Come out to the Arlington Cinema and Draft House, the Old Arlington Grill. Host a show every Thursday night, which, you know, I had somebody else film for me tonight.
Thank you.
Do they know that this is being taped on a Thursday night?
Yep.
Okay, good. All right. Then, yeah, so I have somebody filming for me tonight. And but normally 8 o'clock, $5 per person. 3 to 4 local comics, always a good time. You know, like it's sort of a showcase, more like less of an open mic, more of a showcase. Of
yeah.
Local
so if
talent,
you
want to
pay money and have to travel very far, go see Will's show. Or if you want to not have to pay and have awesome times with cheap alcohol, stay at the Looking Glass Lounge.
Yeah, where you can see me most Mondays, along with some other great
there
comics.
You, go.
You know. So.
Thanks to Will Hessler, everybody. Please
Thank
put
you.
Your hands together for Will Hessler.
Yay.
Ugly purple sweaters coming up. All right. Now it's Ian Walters over there on the piano. One of the most talented men in this fair, fair city that we live in. Who am I speaking with?
My name's Sam. McCormick.
Sam, who are you?
You lead with the big questions. Who
I am
I?
A hard-hitting journalist. It's funny because like half the people in here are real journalists. Journalists?
So they're sitting there and they're just critiquing you in their minds the whole time.
Do me a favor. Tell your bandmate to shut the fuck up.
Rachel.
She's the only one in the room talking.
Rachel, there are two of us now accosting you, and you aren't even paying attention. You know, and what's funny is this is what band practice is like, actually.
Shut the fuck up. Shut up. Shut up.
That Rachel's talking to Bree.
The people on the podcast are furious with you. And they got nothing but time. Go figure out who the girl in the yellow coat is. Thank you. Don't speak again. Ever. Back to the interview. How are you?
I'm doing very well. And how are you?
Decent. Like the record label Mad Decent. Do you like hip-hop?
I do like hip-hop.
What's your favorite hip-hops?
My favorite hip-hops? I like the Most Defs.
Wow, you're super white. Nice beard. Ugly Purple Sweater. Why did you start Ugly Purple Sweater?
I was bored at my Washington establishment job.
Does anyone here not do anything because they're not bored? Does anyone actually have a passion for anything? Or just like, it's fucking this or TiVo and that's not at work, so fuck it. The Daily Show's a rerun. Better start an indie band.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I have a beard and vest. This'll work. You're a good sport. What, do you like sports? I'm going to guess no.
I don't. I've been thinking about starting to watch football because...
No, stop now.
No, I know.
You don't think to start to watch football.
No,
you
no,
either
listen,
watch...
No, listen. I have a reason.
What's your reason?
I have nothing to talk about on Monday and Tuesday at the office.
Yeah, there's a
I'm
reason.
Ostracized.
You're not a real man.
And I'm working on this, is what I'm saying.
I'm a real man. That's why I'm not successful. No. I like you. I do.
I get that a lot.
I get to beat the shit out of you verbally. And then you'll play beautiful tunes for the podcast listeners at home and in the room. Hey, what the fuck, Rachel? Really? How many glasses of vino did you have? One? One bottle. Do you like the show Sex and the City?
You know, it's funny you ask that. It's my favorite show.
It is.
Absolutely.
Don't try to be a comic. Answer, be the straight man. I'll do the jokes.
All right. No, I don't like it.
Perfect. What bands were you in before Ugly Purple Sweater? Because this is obviously not your first band. You're too good for this to be the first band.
I've been in a lot of bands. The first band I was in was a terrible... I was 13 and we were...
Well, of course. Yes. That's a given.
We were called Three Times Nicely. And I think at this point...
Yeah, that's
you,
a first band name.
If you, I think at this point, if you Google it, you can no longer find our MP3s. I pray.
Wait, how old are you?
I was 13.
No, now.
Oh, I'm 26 years old.
13 years ago, there was MP3s? Seriously.
Just like, barely, yeah.
That's fantastic. Were you big on Napster?
No, we weren't big anywhere.
What did you think of Justin Timberlake's portrayal as the creator of Napster in the movie The Social Network?
I pretty much like everything he does.
That's you like everything Justin Timberlake does?
Everything since that
terrible band. Way to stay controversial. You just insulted a boy band. Do you hate money? Do you hate commerce? Do you not want to be successful in life?
Yes, yes, and no.
What's your social security number and how many sexual partners do you have? Have you believe in God ever or now? In order, go.
No comment. 48, and
they're only laughing because they know you know all the people that don't know you didn't laugh at that joke.
That's true. They're like, there's no way that guy's telling the truth. It's what they thought.
You still glad you did this?
Yeah, I'm having a good time actually.
Do you ever have a bad time?
Oh no, yeah, absolutely.
What's a bad time for you?
A bad time for me. Involved. You know what's interesting about this is I hardly ever have my words documented on the internet for posterity, so I don't want to talk too much about illegal activities. A bad time for me. One time I got hypothermia.
You got hypothermia?
Yeah, that was terrible.
Really? How'd you get hypothermia?
I was in a sweat lodge.
Were you really? No, were you really?
Yeah, I was.
That's
I was.
A callback. Yeah, it's a natural. We did it, everybody. If you ask the right question, sooner or later you get to Sweat Lodge with indie rockers with beards.
When you asked her about the Sweat Lodge, I was like, God damn it, why didn't he lead with the Sweat Lodge question with me?
Did I lead with that question? I did lead with that question. Continue the story!
Oh, okay.
Jesus Christ!
So I was in a Sweat Lodge, and then...
He is bored!
And then I got out of the Sweat Lodge, and then I jumped in a very cold pond, as you do when you get out of a Sweat Lodge, and I
You don't
stayed
do that
there.
In first world countries, you know. That's only for shitty countries.
No, that's not true.
I'm American. I don't do that.
So when you get out of a sweat lodge, you like...
I don't
do you
go
do?
To sweat lodges.
So what am I supposed to do when I get out of a sweat lodge?
You don't go to sweat lodges. Unless you're a sexual predator, that's a callback to Will Hessler's set. We did it, buddy. Yes, we can. Trademark me. Obama is a troll! Yeah, we did it! Triple header? Double. What terms are those? Go.
I have no
triple
idea.
Triple double basketball! Holy shit!
This is what I'm saying.
Have you ever played sports?
I swam, but again, that's
the problem. That's not a sport!
I know, that's what I'm saying.
That's a survival skill!
No, I know this is a problem that I have.
If we don't end this interview soon, we're going to have to bump your band for me to yell at you. So, let's end this interview. Please pick a card. Oh, you knew what to do!
I paid attention.
Stop doing that. You'll be successful. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Would you like to visit the homeland of your ancestors?
I would, actually. I've never been to Ireland.
Are you Irish?
You know, it's
don't say I don't know after no, you hit the homeland and go, yeah, Irish.
I just thought about that because I'm only like, I'm one quarter Irish and three quarters German, but it's, we live in a country where the Irish part is much cooler than the German part.
Why is the German part cool?
I don't know. This is just what I think. I don't know why.
I don't like
explain.
What you think. Next question.
Okay.
You're a great sport, buddy. Please pick a number between 1 and 200. Rachel, fucking shut it!
So,
holy shit!
I can't do 100. I can't do 85. I'm going to go...
You were paying attention.
I'm going to go 171.
Holy shit. Fantastic. That's why he's the co-host, because he claps. Would you rather regularly wet your bed and have only your parents know about it, or never wet your bed, but, comma, because of a story someone made up about you, comma, have everyone think you did? This is an awful fucking book.
Wetting your bed is unpleasant, as I remember from being 7 years old. I think I would prefer people think that I wet my bed than wake up with a wet bed every morning.
Do you wet your bed? Oh, I wet my bed like a year ago. I was so fucking... It's one of those, like, it was like, this is the first story. Oh, yeah, my girlfriend was in the bed. I was like, you gotta get up. It's like 6 a.m. She's like, it's great. I was like, I just peed the bed. I'm so drunk still. And it's one of those nights you're like, I shouldn't drink anymore. We drink like 12 hours later. Because I'm a real man. We watch football. So, people now know I wet the bed. And I'm not single. Are you single?
No, I'm not single.
Someone likes fucking. Here you go, buddy. That's for you.
Thank you very much. Do I have to say anything else at this point?
Do you want to sing your songs?
That would be great.
We're going to set that up for you. Everybody stick around. Ian's going to play for a little bit. Ugly Purple Sweater's going to clap.
Could it clap?
You could tell I'm sick.
You're doing a great job.
You're doing a great job. And I'm excited to hear the beautiful music you make.
Thank you.
Are you uncomfortable?
Like I said, I'm having a great time.
Some say love, it is a river.
Wait, we didn't talk about your bands.
My bands are fantastic.
Are you in bands?
I'm in all the bands.
Earlier you alluded to being in bands.
I'm in bands, yeah.
What bands are you in?
Nope. My show, I ask the questions.
Well,
what's
and
your
I do the
social
singing,
security?
Which is why I thought we were switching roles there when you started singing. I thought we had switched.
That was more of a talk sing. Ladies and gentlemen, Ugly Purple Sweater's coming up. Please stick around. Please clap for Sam. Ian, play the piano like a fantastic man that you are. Hello. Hey, we're here. Thanks to everybody for sticking around. This place is fantastic. I want to thank all of the guests. Shavonna Miller was fantastic. Will Hessler was fantastic. I really want to thank the girl in the yellow coat who might stab me after this show. Hey, she's from the South, everybody. That means she's... Oh, I got to stop saying things like that. National tragedy and all. Thanks, everybody. You've been fantastic. You really have. Please don't leave. This next set is going to be very, very good. Don't disappoint you two. Ladies and gentlemen, it's my pleasure to present Ugly Purple Sweater.
Down. It won't last long, na 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 na. Good God, it's good to stay down. You look back up at the surface now. There's a storm above, I just stay so still. Good God, it's good to stay down. When your blood is blue and you come up with the gas, you've drifted far from shore. Even though the water's edge is far away from here, you know it'll be alright. You know it'll be just fine. The seagulls drifting above. Got water in your brain. If it turns fast, then slosh around. Good God, you gotta get it out. Start to swim with your head held high. Your limbs are stiff cause you've been so still. Good God, it's good to go back. When your blood is blue and you come up with the gas, you've drifted far from shore. Though the water's edges far away from here, you know it'll be alright. You know it'll be just fine. Cause that seagull's drifting above. A big breath before you went down. It won't last long, na 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 na. Good God, it's good to stay down. Two for the L train fare, three for my supper, that leaves five. And it's not quite enough if I'm going to survive. West. Always the quest. I said I'm not sure.
But he makes a joke when I show them the diamond. No, it's not 'cause of that. It's not 'cause of her money. And then how can you tell? Smooth and very brown skin was lying on the rocks when the tide went out, and they took the baby in to have someone to confide in, to hear the things they couldn't stand to say. The darkness, so they could see the entropy of love. Oh, you tear yourself apart, they'll tear you apart, they'll tear you apart. So where were you when the sun came up? Where were you when the sun down? Where were you when the monsters came? Alive and kicking. Alive and kicking.
Thank Ugly Purple Sweater for playing. Please, please clap for them. Listener at home, thank you for listening. Have a wonderful evening. That's the end of the podcast. They're going to play more for you, but now I get to stop recording and I could get really drunk sick. All right, we're going to do that. So, they're going to play more. Listener at home, I don't care how old you are. Age till you're age appropriate, and then move to Washington, D.C. for however long I live here, and we still do. What are you talking about, sir? No, no, no. Ugly Purple Sweater has been fantastic. Danny's fallen asleep. This is going to be a great night.
Follow us on Twitter at YMTE. Friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/youmethemeverybody. And for details on Monday and Tuesday nights at the Hungry Brain, go to youmethemeverybody.com.